What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Texture writes in, how smart does Tomlin look now? Week one, Pickens 3 for 30 and a penalty. Beautiful thing. He did clothesline Reed Blankenship. I wonder if that's what the captain of the Titanic said. Blankenship. It's a good joke right there, Dorn. Football
no,
Friday.
The captain would have actually swore.
I can't swear on the radio.
Oh, man.
He did clothesline that sucker, though.
Yep.
I mean, he just bang.
Yep.
3 for 30. Stat line not impressive. He did draw a penalty that was like 30 yards. So kind of like 4 for 60. Which for a number two wide receiver when CeeDee Lamb is going to catch all the balls that he did ain't that bad. Although it was the balls that CeeDee didn't catch that were the topic of conversation in Dallas. A missed opportunity for the Cowboys. Oh, you have a shot to go up in there and go 1-0 against the world champions on coronation night and you screwed a pooch that way, you're going to be kicking yourselves. Will the Steelers be kicking themselves? At about 4:25 p.m. on Sunday. Joining us now to get into it is our buddy Chris Carter from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I feel like if I made that Reed Blankenship joke on Twitter, you would have hit me with the Yoshi gif.
I was about to sitting here waiting for you guys to bring me on, and I was like, where's my Yoshi bomb?
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
What's the number one matchup you're looking forward to seeing on Sunday?
You know, a lot of people are going to say DK Metcalf and Sauce Gardner, but I'm really excited to see Troy Faltano versus Will McDonald. That's two first-rounders, a double-digit sack man in McDonald, a guy in Troy Faltano who I think is ready to be one of the best right tackles in football. And I'm not saying all pro, but I am saying I think he's going to have a really good year to the point where maybe he gets enough Pro Bowl votes to get considered for that by the end of the season. If Troy Faltano shuts him down, it's going to – I think that the other big thing that they got to watch out for is Quinnen Williams. That will be on the interior. But if Will McDonald is kept quiet in this game, it's a really good sign for Aaron Rodgers that he's not going to have to run for his life.
Chris, do you anticipate the Steelers' defense and Terrell Austin, Mike Tomlin, to move T.J. Watt around a decent amount?
Not a whole bunch. I think that in this one, their top priority is just going to be contain Justin Fields. Just, hey, get up there, keep the edges clean. The interior guys, just don't let your double teams get to the backers and linebackers. Fly fast, when you're seeing there, read and react and attack. I don't think that they move them around a lot this game, but I do think you'll see it at different points this year. One thing that I seem to get a theme on both sides of the ball from training camp to even just this past week when talking to defensive guys and offensive guys. There's a sense that, like, hey, we don't need to show all the tricks in our tricks in our bag as early as week one, even in the first month. I think there's a sense that they feel like they're good enough to win on their own merit for a bit now, and then eventually be able to spring some of that stuff in December, January. And that's honestly something they haven't had the chance to do because they've had to fight and scrape to win so many games for so long that they've kind of emptied their playbook out before they even get to the playoffs. And I think that's not been the biggest factor they've lost in these playoff games, but it's certainly not helped them.
We brought this up earlier in the show, Chris. The Steelers 8-0 last year when they held opponents to 18 or fewer points, 2-8 when they allowed 19 or more. Okay, so over under 2.5 wins when giving up 19 points or more this year. Because I feel like you got to have multiple ways to win games. And for the last 5 or 6 years, it's been one path to victory for Pittsburgh.
I'll take the over because I do think Aaron Rodgers in this offense is going to be able to win some games when the other team scores. I think particularly because this offensive line is going to be significantly better. I really do think this could be the best offensive line you've seen since maybe even like 2018. Because 2019, 2020 were like the older guy versions of Marquise Pouncey and David DeCastro. So you didn't get the best version of those guys. But I think that the development of Zach Frazier looks good. Broderick Jones, Troy Faltano looks good. I like what I see out of Mason McCormick, and then you still got the veteran in Isaac Seumalo. I think if this line looks the way that I've seen them start to look all throughout the season, and they keep trending upwards, this could be a group that helps them put up points in bunches. And again, early on in the season, maybe you see some more throws and trust Aaron Rodgers to set the tone early, use the pass to set up the run, but then eventually you see, hey, this unit is actually strong enough to just go out and run the ball on some people. And that's another thing that really helps you in December and January football is being able to run pretty strongly. And it's been a while since you could say that you were very confident in a Steelers run game.
Is Cam Hayward going to play?
I believe so. Everybody I talk to outside of Cam Hayward, because he won't talk to us, is saying, yeah, they're pretty confident he's going to play. Alex Highsmith said it. Terrell Austin said it. Mike Tomlin said it. All his teammates are saying it. And then the thing is, he was practicing in full, all before yesterday. And yesterday they gave him a vet's day off, which, I think is totally fine considering he's 36 and he's proven himself time and time again. It'd be different if he was 36 and meh, but if he was 36 and meh, they wouldn't be keeping him around right now. So I think that Cam Hayward, for all the things that he's saying on his podcast or this, that, here and there, and I know Chris Hoke talked to him and he's a fellow defensive lineman. I think this is just posturing on the part of the Hayward camp. I think that the Steelers are going to give him a slight pay bump, and I think that's all he's really looking for. I don't think he's looking for anything close to Chris Jones money. And when it happens, this will be a whole bunch of nothing. He'll play Sunday, and they'll move forward, and people will maybe people won't forget about it, but people should forget about it, because I think that this has been a very overblown situation. Though he's been holding in, he's been with the team the entire time. He hasn't, disappeared on them. He's been mentoring Derek Harmon, Y.A. Black, and if he's not doing that, he's on the field working on something. So I think Cam Hayward, despite the optics, has been kind of the guy that you need him to be.
Who plays more snaps on Sunday? Isaiah Loudermilk or the big sexy Y.A. Black?
Big sexy. Hey, when Terrell Austin said that, I was like, oh no, that's going to be a...
Did everybody laugh? Did everybody laugh when he said big sexy?
We all did. We were all like, that's great. And of course, the first person we talked to when the next locker room availability was Y.A. Black, and people were like, dude, what do you think of being called big sexy? He's like, I like it. So I think Loudermilk plays more snaps because he's the veteran, and they'll get him those reps. But I think that Y.A. Black might have more impactful snaps. I also think that they'll be very close in their snap count. I don't think it'll be like, an 80-20 situation. It might be more like a 60-40. But I think that Isaiah Loudermilk gets more snaps, but when YA Black's in there, you just see him just be that good. And this, if he is that much better than Loudermilk, that could be the factor that puts him ahead of Loudermilk in the future depth chart of how they do the defensive line.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you expect from Justin Fields? Do you expect what we saw from him last year, basically handcuffed, or do you expect the Justin Fields that we saw in Chicago, where he was just the guy and doing his thing and, you know, throwing the ball, but sometimes don't know where it's going? Like, what type of Justin Fields do you expect on Sunday with the Jets?
I think they're going to have him try to be somewhat like what Arthur Smith had him be last year. Because let's face it, he was 4-2 when the Steelers had him. He had what a losing record when the Bears had him when he was doing it that way. I think they're going to try to keep him on pace of run the ball. You have the field sometimes, use his athleticism, use the QB option. That's something the Steelers have to prepared for. Mike Tomlin, Terrell Austin, and everybody that I've talked to says that they have worked very hard to be prepared for that, but no one will say what they're doing for it, which is kind of interesting. I'm like, okay, so there's clearly some schematics that they don't want to talk about. But if the Steelers can limit that and Aaron Rodgers puts up points on offense, then I think they do allow – they say, Justin Fields, we need you to open it up. But if he does open it up, I think that plays right into the Steelers' hands. If I'm the Steelers, my keys for the defense are stuff the run. Don't let Breece Hall get to you. Don't let Justin Fields get you with his legs. Keep him in the pocket and force him to throw downfield against tight man coverage where you trust your DBs to win across the board. If they do that, I think he has some errant throws. And if you're in position, you make some interceptions, and that sets the tone for your day on defense.
You mentioned points on offense from Aaron Rodgers, and Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette is joining us here, as he does every Friday on the Fan Morning Show. Do you expect points on offense? How good will they be playing in their first game, all these guys together?
I expect points. I don't expect super efficiency just yet. I think that there's going to be some rust that gets knocked off naturally. But I'm expecting at least around two touchdown drives and some field goals. I think that's where you see this team being able to move the ball, not finish as much, and then Chris Boswell comes in and gets his points. But I do think Aaron Rodgers connects on a couple big plays that the offense is able to capitalize on. If they get into the red zone, he seems so excited to throw some fades to Darnell Washington, which I just think that it's been a crime that they haven't done that more in recent years. So I see this team scoring a little bit. I don't think this is the game they go off, but I do think they get a couple touchdowns and some field goals, and they at least get into the 20s to force the Jets to have to score some points.
Do they win the game, and is it close?
I got them winning 26-13. I think that the Jets eventually get on the board with a touchdown, but aren't able to do enough with Justin Fields. I just think that the Steelers' defense is going to be fresh. They're going to be aggressive. They've been chomping at the bit. Elijah Vera Tucker is a big loss for the Jets on the interior. I think that does kind of help the Steelers a little bit. And I'm intrigued to see how this defense plays when they can get aggressive. If they're able to stuff the run and show that they're better in that regard, even without Derek Harmon, who they drafted to be a big part of that answer, I think that they feed off of that. They take control of this game. They get some turnovers late, and you see the Steelers' offense do just enough to make this kind of irrelevant by like the 5-minute mark of the fourth quarter.
May I ask you 4 rapid fire questions in succession about the overall Steelers season?
Sure, let's go.
What if he said no? That would have been weird.
Would have been.
Assuming DK Metcalf is their leading receiver, who is the second leading receiver on this team, and tight ends included?
Jonnu Smith.
Over under 950 rushing yards for Jaylen Warren.
Over.
Oh. How many sacks for TJ Watt? Assuming health.
17 and a half.
And will Cam Hayward be an all-pro again?
No, I think there's some really good DTs, and it's going to be tough for him to get it a fifth time. 4 times for Cam Hayward actually matches Mean Joe Green's first team all-pros. So I don't think you, but I think you'll have a really good year. Just won't be first team all-pro because you got to be 1 of 2.
Playoffs?
Yes.
Playoff win?
1.
Mm. Chris, this was delightful. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.